って。
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Freelance Podcast. If this is your first time listening to the show, thanks, I guess, for finding something that you liked in order to download the episode. I'm your host. I talk every week, give or take, about freelancing. My name's RG McCollum. I've been freelancing for about 8 years now. I've been freelancing as a full-time freelancer, finally made the jump about 2.25 years ago, to get really specific, right? And this podcast is about helping freelancers. It's not about, you know, I'm sitting on this mountain of success and barking down ideal circumstances or idealistic views or anything like that. I'm in the trenches. I'm doing this. I'm, you know, there's nothing special about me in the sense, like, I'm not some, you know, best-selling author or millionaire freelancer or anything like that. I'm just like you. I worked a 9-to-5 for a very long time and freelanced on the side, and I finally made the jump, and I want to help others make that jump, because for me at least, it doesn't happen for everybody. For me at least, I'm loving every bit of what I do, and yeah, it's awesome. So, okay, let's talk a little bit before we get into the subject of the show. Man, I don't know about you guys, but this year has just been off to a crazy start. I've been super busy, and obviously that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, when you're super busy, that means you got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work to do. These past, past couple months, but especially these past couple weeks, I've logged a lot of hours and done a lot of stuff. I finally, like, honestly, as of today, feel caught up to the point where I'm not like, okay, I need to start and finish this today in order for it to be on time. I've made it beyond that point in my workflow, or my workload, I should say. And it feels good. You know, there's a little sense of breathing that I get to do now. I have my mom's coming into town tomorrow, or actually today when this podcast is released. It's my birthday on Monday. So it's kind of a good time that this is happening, because I get to, you know, take a little R&R and catch my breath a little bit, recharge the batteries, as cliche as that sounds, and, you know, keep moving forward. My May is completely booked. June is starting to fill up already. So things are good in freelance land for me, you know, and if there's anything I can do for you guys, help-wise, question-wise, always feel free to reach out. You can hit me up. Lots of people just go to my website, rjmccollum.com. Hit that contact button in the navigation and fill out the form. That's how most people get in touch with me. Or you can go straight to the source, rj@rjmccollum.com is my email address. Okay, so intro over. What am I talking to you guys about? And what I wanted to talk about briefly was bidding for projects. And not in the sense, like, I think when a lot of people think of bidding for projects, they think of, you know, these big formal proposals that they have to put together, and, you know, client discovery phone calls and this big process. But for me, what I want to kind of focus on is giving project, you know, maybe it's the initial phone call with the client. And, you know, at the end of the day, they want to know, you know, one, can you do this? And two, how much is it going to cost? They don't need this, you know, they may ask for this big write-up or you know, proposal or something like that. But a lot of people just need some basics. I've talked on previous episodes, I've written blog posts on, you know, why it's important to talk budget up front and how that can save you and your client a ton of time, or save you a ton of time, not wasting going through the back and forth of, like, all this proposal work only to find out that budgets weren't aligned and it's not going to be a good fit. So I want to help you kind of avoid that. But two, you know, you've heard me talk about how I mainly work with other agencies, and a lot of times on a, you know, daily, weekly basis, hey, I got this project, or hey, I got this thing, you know, can you give me an idea how much it costs? You know, just something, you know, they just want a number from me. So when you get a client reaching out to you for work, or you get somebody that you, you know, have worked with before and have a relationship with ask you to bid something out, you need to give them a response. What happens? Like, what are the things as a freelancer that you need to think of in order to say, yeah, it'll take, you know, it'll cost $1,000 and I can have it done for you in 4 weeks or whatever. You know, how you have to have a process. You have to have some information and some foresight into how things work in order for you to kind of come up with those numbers and deliver them, you know, without taking a day or two. Now, granted, if a project is large or if it's the first time working with a client, maybe you do need to take that time. But again, the focus of today is just going to be what needs to happen. What are some things you should consider when somebody says, hey, you know, I got this project. It needs to do X, Y, and Z. How much are you going to charge me? So let's talk about the obvious one, right? The work itself. Now, work is obviously the process of doing what it is that they need. So in my case, as a custom WordPress theme developer, hey, I need the site built. It needs to, you know, have these custom fields on the homepage, a contact page, and a inside page. Here's the design. You know, how much are you going to charge me? What I have to do with that is I need to know, right? I need to get an idea in my head. Okay, well, it's probably going to take me X amount of hours. I know I have this project and this project on my plate, so I couldn't start it until this point in time. Actually, let me not get ahead of myself. Again, just focusing on the work. That's going to take me 10 hours to do. First of all, when you think of it in terms of time, you may not convey the time it takes you to the client, but you need to think about, you know, this is going to take me 1 or 2 days or 2 weeks worth of work. You need to always round that number up. You always should give yourself padding. A lot of times I see freelancers try to give exact estimates or come in with a number that they feel is kind of impressive with the consequence of maybe over-promising and setting themselves up to under-deliver. I've learned that you want to do the exact opposite. I always quote, I know that even if something will take me 15 minutes to do, I'm absolutely quoting an hour to do that. You know, if something's going to take me 5 minutes to do, I might say, let me knock that out for you real quick, or it'll take me, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. But I'm always going to give that cushion. And the reason that you want to give that cushion is because there's going to be variables that you don't know about or can't control, or both. So what I mean by that is it's possible that scope creep comes into play. Oh, you know, the customer also wants, you know, this thing to shake, rattle, and roll when you hover over it. You know, something that's seemingly simple to them, and it may even be a simple request. But if you've given yourself padding, then at least you can make the decision to say, okay, I'll go ahead and knock that out, no other charge. Or you can say, you know, that's not what we discussed. It's going to take me an extra 30 minutes to do this, and I'm going to have to bill for it, whatever. But at least with that padding, you've given yourself the ability to handle any potential new features or little tweaks that they may want to do without having to have a back and forth in terms of pricing, time frame, so forth and so on. Also, as good as we would love to think we are at what it is that we do, you know, we're not probably the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. We always will run into things from time to time that we just get stuck on. Maybe it's just our brain is running slow that day, or maybe it's something truly you've never, you know, something you couldn't know. For instance, today I had to do something with one of my retainer clients, and there was just something buried in this theme that was causing something seemingly so simple to not work. And so I had to literally spend on what took me 1 minute, literally a minute to fix. It took me an hour to find what it was to fix. So you always want to give yourself that buffer because you never know what's going to happen or what's going to come up. So work is obviously, that's going to be the big chunk of your time. That's going to be at least, you know, 50 to 60%, you know, if not more, 70, 80, potentially 90% of what you need to consider when giving out, you know, a semi-quick proposal to somebody or response to, hey, I got this, how much is it going to cost? The other main thing that you really need to think of is what is on your plate at the moment. I told you at the beginning of this episode, I've been very busy this year, and especially these past couple weeks have been very, very busy, working very long days over the weekends and all this stuff. And as things were coming in, there were a couple things I had to say just flat out no to because of the time frame the customer needed it in. Now, as a freelancer, this can be hard because I don't get a set paycheck. I don't have money to count on in the sense that, you know, I know this company is making money and they're going to send me a paycheck and I'm a W-2 employee, blah, blah, blah. It's hard for freelancers, especially if you know, I get these little things tossed at me every once in a while, and it could be a quick $75 here or there, and that adds up over time. And it's hard to say no when you know it will take, you know, 5 to 15 minutes of your time to do that. But sometimes, depending on the workload on your plate, you need to say no. You need to know what your workload is like, not at the moment that they are asking you for this potential thing, but you need to know what it looks like coming up, at least for the next month. You need to have an idea, because along with the price, the next thing they're going to ask is, when can you have this done? Or they're going to say, what are you going to charge me, and can you do it by this date? So, yes, can you do the work? How much is it going to cost? That's going to go into your proposal. But you definitely need to consider timing. Now, if somebody came to me with the same, let's just say the same project, you know, well, and just for the sake of using round numbers, it's $1,000 for this project, okay? They come to me and say, hey, RJ, I need this done. You know, I have a budget of $1,000. And then what's different in those two people that asked me for the same thing is, can you get it done by the end of this week? And, you know, if you could get to it in the next few weeks, that would be great. My response and amount I give to them is going to be different. So I guess the amounts wouldn't be the same. So let's roll back. I'm given the same project, and they say, I need this done, and I need this done by the end of this week. The other person says, here's this project. You know, if you could get to it in the next few weeks, that'd be great. So I have the same project to work on. The person that needs it by the end of the week, first of all, I need to know, do I have the capacity to actually follow through and do that work? And if I do, great. Depending on how busy I am, if I have nothing going on, yeah, I can knock this out at the end of the week. If I have a lot going on, yeah, I can do that, but I'm going to have to charge you a rush fee. So that's going to dictate how much, what quick number, what bid I give to them. So I may say, you know, depending on my workload, I may say, yeah, you know what, that's going to cost me or cost you $1,200, $1,300. Whereas the person that says, oh, and can you get to this in a few weeks? I'm going to go through the same process. I'm going to say, okay, what is on my plate now? What's coming up? What do I have to do? And then from there, I'm going to say, okay, I have capacity. I can kind of take my time with this, or I can get to it in a week or so and have plenty of buffer time. Yeah, that's going to be $1,000. Or maybe I'm still very busy. For instance, May. My May is completely booked up. If somebody came to me and said, hey, can you get this done sometime in May? The first thing I'm going to ask them is, do you really need a ton in May? And if they say yes, then I'm going to give them a price that I'm only going to take, like, if the money is that good. I know that may sound a little weird. It may sound a little shallow. It could even sound kind of like an abuse of power, so to speak. But at the end of the day, as a freelancer, that's what you do. You trade your time for money. You trade your time, your services for money from clients. So if you have people who want your time and who have already paid you to book up your time, if I'm going to put somebody ahead of somebody else, one, I need to make sure my time frames that I've already committed to don't suffer. But two, it needs to be worth my while. So, you know, depending on the situation, I'm not going to try to take advantage, but I'm only going to give a number that if they say, okay, great, let's do it, that I'm not like, oh crap, I wish I would ask for more money. Because that's what I used to do, and I found myself in that position a lot. So a lot of what you need to think about, somebody calls you up, hey, John, you know, I have this project. How much are you going to charge me, and when can you have it done? You need to think about the work. And you need to think about your timing, your schedule, your capacity that you have. You also need to think about some other little factors, and we'll kind of just rattle these off. You know, maybe this is the last 5% or even 3 or 2% that you need to think about that could affect it. You need to think about the relationship you have with this person. Maybe it's a brand new person that you've never worked with before, and this may be the only thing you work on. I have another agency that another freelancer I work with recommended me to, and I got a project that they need done early May. I don't have a ton of capacity for that, but I agreed to it because I know I can make it happen. But two, I also want to impress this agency so that way we can continue to work together and I can build my, you know, agencies that send me work. So you need to think about that. You know, yes, this is a new relationship and there's no clout built up, but I want to invest in this relationship. So I'm going to work a little bit harder. So you need to take that into consideration. You need to take into consideration just other things too. Like something is, this sounds kind of stupid, but even something like holidays and weather or birthdays or, you know, whatever. As I was planning out the end of my April, I knew, you know, my birthday is on the 25th. My wife's birthday is 3 days later. So that week of our birthdays, you know, we usually do a couple special things. So that means that I'm not going to have as much time for that. So you need to account for things like that. Maybe it's not holidays, or maybe that, you know, maybe, hey, Captain America Civil War is coming out. If you love superhero movies, you obviously are going to want to go see this. So maybe you already know that, you know, you're going to go see it Thursday night. So you're going to be sleeping in on Friday and you're not going to have a full day on Friday. As silly as that sounds, you need to make those considerations. You need to think about them, because the more thought you give into the timeframes and the proposals, the numbers that you give to other people, the more you account for actual life happening, the better things are going to go for you. If you just think about, and this is what a lot of freelancers did, and I did this for this the longest time too, if you just think about, I know that will take me 5 minutes to write that code, and you say, it'll take me 5 minutes, you're going to regret it. Because guess what? It doesn't take you 5 minutes to write that code. It at least takes you 10 minutes because you need to switch mental gears. You need to make sure you're in front of your computer with the right programs, the right code, the right everything open, and then you're going to take your 5 minutes and do that. And then when you're done, you need to take another couple minutes and you need to push that up to the server, or you need to send an email or whatever. You always need to think about these little things when giving it out, when giving that quick number out. So to kind of sum it all up, this was all based on somebody approaching you, not saying, you know, would you like to submit a proposal to Oxford University because we are needing a state-of-the-art web presence on the you know, none of the RFP bullshit or anything like that. This is somebody coming to you, you know, maybe they reached out via your contact form. You need to know quick. They want to know quick because money is really the deciding factor, or it's somebody you have a relationship with and they need to know, because guess what? They need to put a proposal together for a client. So you need to have the skill set. You need to have an idea of what to do when somebody asks you for this. Okay, I hope all that made sense. I have to do this frequently for people, and I was just thinking about it. I thought maybe I should go over this. Maybe this could be beneficial for you guys. How do you handle questions like that? Do you say, let me know, or, you know, not let me know, but let me check and get back to you? If at all possible, you should always give them a number quickly. You should give it if you're on the phone. You should say, give me just a minute. Don't hang up. Let me just think about this, checking my calendar. You know, you can even lie to them. Oh, I'm checking my calendar. Let me just see. Because in your mind, you're looking at stuff, or maybe you're Googling how to do it or whatever. Always take into account life and not just the work. You need to think about a number of different things in order to get that number out quick. But the more you do this, the more you will feel confident and giving them a number that you feel good about after everything is said and done, that you got paid what you felt was worth. You got paid what you felt you should have for the work that was done and delivered. All right, that's all I got for you. I said it in the beginning of the show. I'll say it at the end of the show as well. If I can help with anything, I'm happy to. Send me an email, reach out on Twitter, whatever you want to do. I'm sure if you search hard enough, you could find my phone number. You can call me. I probably won't answer, but you can call me if you want. I'm happy to help. And that's it. That's the Freelance Podcast for this week, guys. I will talk to you next week. We'll see you then. Yeah.